Hello and welcome to another edition of the Beerly Coherent podcast. This is Andrew speaking and I'm sitting here with
Bob. Hi everyone.
Today we're looking at what are we looking at? A beer.
Beer called
Scrimshander IPA. It is from Kent. Which is why it's a Kentish ale. It's an excellent label with a little ship on it and a sea monster, which is very good. And at the back it has excellent advice for those wishing to drink this beer. It says, remove cap and pour into large glass.
Wow. That's wow.
Really good. I'm glad it has instructions like that, because otherwise I might not be really sure what to do next, but I will follow the instructions to the letter. Bottle glass. This is an IPA. Bob, why don't you tell us about IPAs?
You tell us about IPAs, since you read a whole book about them not too long ago?
Well, an IPA is an Indian Pale Ale. It's a type of beer that developed for the long journey during the British colonial period from the British Isles to India, and it's highly hopped, and it was sort of designed to last the whole voyage. And it was a very good book by Pete Brown.
Warm weather as well, no?
Yes, that's the general idea, and it took ages on the way. Now, here we go.
Cheers.
Smell.
Super hoppy smell.
Watery.
A bit watery, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so
this is not good, so we found another one we're not really
fan of. That's too bad. Yeah, it's not bad.
A bit of a hoppy smell. The aroma thinks you're going to get more than you actually get.
Absolutely.
Because that, it's too watery.
Got a bit, yeah, it's a bit sweet, and it's got a little bit of bitterness sitting on your palate, but it's not
citrusy.
No citrusy bit at all, which is what I like about IPAs. Not just the hops, but often
now on the label it says it's deliciously fruity with spicy citrus.
Well, they at least got the how to open and pour it bit right, but they didn't get the rest of it correct, I'm afraid.
Yeah. But that's useful advice. I think that's the one thing.
For beginning beer drinking.
And I like the label.
Good
let's
label.
See, we must make...
Instructive label. The beer is less than expected.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's by no means bad, but it's just a pretty mediocre IPA, but it doesn't have that classic fruity taste to it that...
No, it doesn't bring citrusy in the citrus taste that you really expect. It doesn't sort of really whack you with the hop as I would sort of expect it to do.
What's going on in Kent?
No.
One wonders.
Yeah. So that's it, I think, for this episode of the Beerly Coherent podcast. And I have been, Andrew and Bob has been making a guest appearance this time as Bob. So we will see you. Well, we won't really, because it's a podcast. We'll hear from you. Well, no, we won't do that either. You'll hear from us the next time.
We'll talk to you.
On this Beerly Coherent podcast. Thank you for listening, if you've made it this far.